Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores.
Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? Today is October the 15th. It is Wednesday, and I'm here live with you. Today's a short show, only 30 minutes long, because this weekend, starting tomorrow actually, I'm teaching my Level 3 course, which is the HAVE, H-A-V-E, course here in Invermere. I only teach it once a year, so this is so exciting for me. I have a wonderful group coming in, people coming in from all over to join us here in beautiful British Columbia to learn more about manifesting the life of their dreams. So that is going to be a fantastic experience, and I'm looking forward to it. And I want to thank all of you, my wonderful loyal listeners, for making my show. I just found out earlier today, right before I got on the air, that my show through Blog Talk is the one of the most top-rated shows in the self-help category. So thank you. Thank you for that. And I think that happens because as you listen to the episodes and as you follow me through Blog Talk, then it indicates that the show's quite popular. So that's kind of cool. You know, that's always fun to know that my work is meaningful and getting out there and helping people. So thank you so much for that. I greatly appreciate that. So I have a terrific topic for you today. It's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It's a topic that I've talked to groups and shared with audiences quite a bit over the last 18 months, and I call it people plus opportunities equal money. It's a simple but effective formula to have really anything you want in life. I mean, that covers a lot of bases if you think about it. And we know that people, more so than money, are the lifeblood of business. In fact, making meaningful connections ensures that people will think of you when opportunities arise. I mean, think about that. The more people you know and the more people you impact, I mean, really make a meaningful impact in their life, you'll start to see naturally a byproduct of that will be opportunities will start to come to you. And then you have an option to say yes or no to these opportunities that come to you. And that's going to be really important for you to figure out with absolute clarity which opportunities to say yes to and which to say no to. And I'm going to share with you on the show today how to create what I call an opportunity filter. It's easy, and it's a really simple process for you to figure out instantaneously where you're going to put your focus and attention on, because, I mean, really, isn't that the key? I mean, life is filled with opportunities. Every single day, things can come your way where you have to know, are you going to invest your resources? And resources are your time, your energy, your money, and your focus. You know, you have to have a really simple, easy way to figure out where you're going to invest your resources and whether or not it's worth your while. And then if it doesn't, after you filter these opportunities out, if you don't think that they're going to be instrumental in your growth or instrumental in you progressing forward with your product or service than you simply learn to say no. And that's an easy thing that you can start to learn, just simple no. I'm not interested, or that doesn't fit with what I'm doing, or that isn't something that I feel strongly enough to pursue. And that's okay. Let that be okay. You know, I work with so many people, and I realize in my coaching that often people are afraid to say no. And the reality is, no is a complete sentence. So when you feel, and you'll feel it in your body, you'll know like whether or not something is a yes or a no for you. And the more you learn to discover that, the easier it is to say it. So start becoming comfortable with saying no to certain opportunities that come to you, because they fragment your energy. And success comes from focused and concentrated energy. So learn to say no to those things that are going to take your energy, that are going to fragment your energy or deplete your energy. That's another thing to say no to, and I'll get into that more in a moment. And lastly, money. You know, money is one of those amazing things that in and of itself is sort of a neutral energy. Now, I know that oftentimes people create in their minds and make harsh judgments about money. You know, I worked with a very successful client just yesterday, and he and I were on the phone, and I was going through a coaching session with him, and he was saying, you know, I just feel like money is this evil thing, and I see it in TV shows, and I see people doing bad things with money, and bad things happen because of money. And you know, and I very gently got him back to the realization that he's making a judgment about money that's completely unfair. You know, the reality is money's energy is neutral. It's people's thoughts and behaviors with money that make it either what we refer to as good or bad. So we know that, you know, in this day and age, in this society, our means of exchange right now is money. I mean, that's what, you know, that's how we pay our rent, our mortgages, our car payments. Lenders want to be paid in money, cash money. So it really doesn't serve anyone to have a negative belief or feeling about the energy of money, because money is just energy. It's like love. You know, love is energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. So when we start to open up to the possibility that the energy of money can be beautiful, you know, it can put a smile on someone's face, it could feed a family, it can change lives in a positive way, then we become a steward of money. And becoming a steward of money, that means someone who is passionate, caring, and responsible with the money that comes to them. We become a steward. Money is on loan to us. It simply flows through us. As we know, we can't take it with us. It's impossible. However, it is possible to use it in the highest and best. And that's the focus of the show today, is connecting you with enough people who are bringing you opportunities, endless opportunities for you to discover which to say yes or no to, and then utilizing this beautiful energy called money in the highest and best. And this is going to be fun. It's going to be a great show today. It is a great show today because it's a great day. I'm all fired up. You can probably hear it in my voice. Yeah, so, you know, that's the first thing, the energy and the enthusiasm. And I think that's the thing that most people comment about my podcast and about working with me and attending my workshops, is they can feel my energy. And the interesting thing about that comment is that, you know, this is just me. Like, I'm just being me. I'm this way when I'm with my wife and kids. I'm this way when I'm alone. I mean, I'm just always kind of amped up with this incredible energy that's flowing through me, because I recognize it is, I'm a conduit for the universe to work through, as are you. each one of us is a conduit for the universe to work through. So then, when we know that and we believe that, we just simply have to figure out what is it that we want the universe to flow through us. And that's a matter of discovering what you love, you know, what you enjoy. Because whatever you're aligned with in terms of joy and your passion is what the universe will flow through you even more. That's the incredible thing about this process. It's like, just get in touch with what lights you up. Really, that's it. I mean, that's the first thing you need to do every single morning. Wake up and say, yes, I get to do this today. I love my life. Now, has it always been that way? Absolutely not. You know, I like you, like everyone on the planet, I've had my struggles. I've had my stresses. But you know what? Looking back, I realized I was struggling because I wasn't aligned with my soul's purpose. I mean, it's really that simple. I wasn't doing meaningful work in terms of meaningful to me, what was meaningful for me. And when we change that, when we wake up to our meaningful work, then people start to notice us. And they start to want to be around our energy. Because we're allowing for that conduit, we're allowing the universe to work through us, and people will start to come up literally out of the woodwork. And you'll see, try this experiment on. Wake up in the morning, every single morning for a week, and be like on fire. Not literally on fire. Don't catch yourself on fire. But but make sure your energy is so lit up that you are beaming from the inside out. And then just notice how many people comment on that energy, on your look, on what you're exuding, you know, how many comments you get, how many people want to connect with you, because we exist in this energy field and people can feel our energy, they can connect with us. And the key is when you start showing up around more people, I've said it before, 50% of success in life is simply showing up. So when you get yourself out the door to that networking meeting, to that lunch meeting, to that coffee meeting, to whomever you're meeting, wherever, and you show up in life and you bring this kind of energy, people are going to want to do business with you. They're going to want to be around you. They're going to remember you meaningful, because you're going to have a meaningful conversation with them from the heart. Meaningful is memorable. And when you become memorable to enough people, that's when they think of you first when opportunities come up. That's when they want to co-create a product with you. That's when they call you up and say, can you speak to my group of 1,000 people? Can you, you know, come here and do whatever? They're just going to want to be around you. And folks, that's powerful when you get to that place, because then life gets easier. More opportunities begin to show up, but you need to figure out a way which opportunities to say yes to and which to say no to. I call this the opportunity filter. It's simple. Three things. Write these down. Three things that have to exist for you to say yes to an opportunity. You have to know what they are. They have to be personal and specific to you. I'll share mine with you. Three things. The first one is, in order for me to say yes to an opportunity, I have to know it's making a positive difference in other people's lives. That's my first thing. That's the very top of my filter. Think of the opportunity filter as a cone, like one of those, you know, cones that you, a little funnel that you pour into, you know, so you don't spill liquids or whatever. So it's wider at the top and narrow at the bottom. So the width of the top is going to be your non-negotiable, that very top level where you say, all right, this has to be present. If this isn't present, I am not saying yes to this opportunity. Okay, so mine is, I know it has to make a positive difference in other people's lives. Now, my second layer and my filter is, it's got to be fun. I like fun. I like having fun. I want to have fun, and I want that in my life. So for me, layer two is fun. If it's not going to be fun for me, if it's going to be drudgery, if there's going to be a lot of small talk or you know, whatever, like, that's just not me. I don't like small talk that isn't fun to me. If it's going to be, if someone wants to call me up to go hunting, you know, for me, that wouldn't be fun. I'm not a hunter. I don't like to shoot anything, so I wouldn't show up for that. And level three for me is there has to be a fair exchange of money for, that's it, just a fair exchange of money for, you know, whatever, for my time, for my energy, for my, you know, whatever I'm giving or sharing with that group. So those are my three things in my filter. Think about it for your life. Now, this is for business that I'm referring to. You can have a filter for other aspects of your life, like family, relationships, friends, you know, whatever you want to relate this to. It can be endless. You can have multiple opportunity filters. So think of three things for you that need to be present for you to invest your resources in. And again, resources are your time, your energy, your focus, your money, right? Those are the top four main resources. So figure out for you. You can use mine if you'd like. Mine, again, is number one, has to make a positive difference in other people's lives. Number two, it has to be fun. Number three is the money aspect. There has to be an equal, fair exchange of value. So I'll give you an example. I used to live in St. Petersburg, Florida. I was getting my hair cut at the barber, and he knows I invest in businesses at the time and things like that. And he said, "Jaden, I've got a great opportunity for you." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, "Well, I'm opening up a bar in town near the local college campus because there are no really cool bars. I've already found the space, and it'll be great. We'll make a lot of money." Now, right then, I was able to very easily sort that opportunity through my filter. I said, number one, does it make a positive difference in other people's lives? I don't think it does. I mean, for me, that's not – drinking alcohol is not a positive thing. But that's just for me. But for him, it was. It was a positive thing. Number two, was it fun? It could be, you know, hanging out with buddies, whatever, fine. I don't like the energy of bars. I don't frequent bars. I don't hang out in bars. So for me, that wasn't a yes. Would the money be there? Maybe. You know, maybe bars make money. Great. Who cares? I don't, and I didn't care. So I immediately said, nope, hey, nope, not interested, but good luck to you. Hope it works out well. So you can see once you start to create your opportunity filter that it'll be very easy for you when to say yes and when to say no to opportunities. Because think about it, every day you're inundated, right? Things are inundating you with opportunities and within your mind too, like creative ideas. Every idea, you know, that you get could be an opportunity for you to explore, but that takes time, energy, and your resources. So, again, a way to say yes or no. And, you know, really the reality is opportunities are the bridge. They bridge people and money. They're the vehicle that brings you money. So we have to get really clear about money, the energy of money, and your belief system. You know, I've worked with hundreds, when I was a financial advisor with Merrill Lynch and Citigroup, thousands of people I worked with and within their investments and their monies and their portfolios. And I realized that belief, if there's one thing that I can point to that makes someone a money magnet or a money repellent, is belief, and that is belief in self. Let me explain. Belief in self, meaning when I had a client come to me and they, you know, I could just feel it in their aura. I could feel it in their presence, their confidence, their belief that they are truly worthy and deserving of money. And this is a real powerful thing, because the reality is this is developed. It's a personality and skill set that gets developed over time. I don't believe people are necessarily born with this. I think it gets developed. And that's the good news, because if you don't have it, if you don't feel like you're someone who has this incredible, strong self-confidence or this belief that you're worthy and deserving of money, that's okay, because you can develop it over time. Start to really research and study affluent people, generous affluent people. That's another personality trait of affluent people, is generosity. They easily share their money, but they share the excess. So they're comfortable with the energy of money because they, when they get it, they keep it. They're comfortable with it. And then they allow it to grow. And when I say allow it to grow, that's exactly what is happening. They're allowing it. They're investing it in things where their money is making money for them. They have stopped working hard for money. And people, you got to stop working hard for money. Please give yourself a gift this holiday season and stop working hard for money. It's not necessary, and it is not an absolute for having money come to you. And if your belief is that you have to work hard for it, then money will not come to you easily. And we want it to come easily. It's just energy. That's all. It can come to you so easily. I mean, from all multiple sources, from every part of the universe, it can come to you. But you have to believe. You have to wrap your mind around that energy, the energy of money is everywhere, that you are fully deserving of embodying and being near that energy of money, of being friends with money. Start to make friends with money, will you? How do you make friends with money? Well, you hang out with it. You get comfortable with it. You don't, when you get it, don't give it away right away, or don't figure out how to spend it right away. You know, start getting comfortable with the energy of money. Start buying things that represent affluence to you. You know, it could be a piece of art. It could be a beautiful pair of boots. It can be whatever. I don't know. I'm looking around my office. I have a really cool statue of Buddha. I love Buddha. It's a happy Buddha with a big belly. You know, it's a large statue, and I love it. It makes me feel good. I have a Renoir in my office that I got at an auction. I love it. It makes me feel good. When I look at that, I feel the affluence from that. I feel the presence of the artist. I mean, it really does speak to me, and it makes me feel good. So it can be something little. It can be something big. It can be whatever. It's different for every person. But start surrounding yourself with things that make you feel abundant. Okay? That's the energy of money, starting to get comfortable with it. Now, the other thing is, with the energy of money, it really responds when you start taking the focus off of yourself and put it on others. And what I mean by that is, you know, figure out with your whatever product or service that you want to offer, figure out what the emotional benefits are that other people will get when they use your product or service, when they consume your product or service. You know, figure that out. And then you'll start to see, okay, my product or service is actually transforming something about someone's life. It's transforming an aspect of their life. And when you figure out what aspect of someone else's life you're transforming, then you start to feel even more inspired and more motivated, because people are going to start to tell you, oh my gosh, your work changed my life. Oh my gosh, your work made such a difference for me. Oh my gosh, your work allowed me to overcome my fear and start a business that's always been my life's dream. And when you start to transform people's lives, guess what, folks? You transform. You become someone who is so powerful, has such a belief on the inside of who you are and what you can accomplish, that money will literally beat a pathway to your door. Not only will it beat a pathway to your door, it will knock your door down. But the thing is, you will be so fired up in life. You will be so inspired by your work, your product or service that's changing people's lives, that it won't even matter to you how much money comes or how little money comes. It just won't matter. And when you get to that place in your life where money doesn't matter, guess what? You've changed the energy, and money feels that. It creates multiple openings in your life for more of that beautiful stuff to come to you. Isn't that cool? I saw this thing on the internet say, kind of, I love it, the notes from the universe. And it said, guess what? When you take your time, you have more time. And it's like, of course, yes, that makes perfect sense. When you take your time, you have more time. And a lot of people think that's counterintuitive. And a lot of people will think what I just said about money, about not caring about it, is counterintuitive, but it's not. It makes perfect sense when you think about it, because the energy of money is around people who are relaxed. And when you're relaxed, you're then manifesting and drawing to you like bees on honey. And then life gets super fun because you're already aligned with your passion. You're drawing people to you. You're filtering through all these beautiful opportunities, countless opportunities, and you know which ones to say yes to. You know which ones to say no to with utmost clarity. And then money comes and it stays with you and it blesses you and it blesses others. Really, that's what money's for, folks. It's not to waste it. It's to bless you with it, for you to bless others with it. And when you're blessing people every single day with your resources, blessings will come back to you tenfold. And there we have it. Enough said. We've got it. That's the formula. Money comes from the opportunities that directly flow through people. People plus opportunities equal money. Simple yet powerful. Don't confuse it. Simple and powerful. Now, some of you have written me since last week about my Wealth Mastery Institute, my November class, and it's full. So I'm happy to say that November 7th through the 9th, that class is full. That's level one. So we're sold out there. But the next level one I'm teaching is in beautiful British Columbia, January 16th through the 18th. I only work with 12 people for level one. It's small, it's intimate, and it needs to be, because that's where we're getting through your money blocks. I'm helping you heal your money wounds. You're showing up and you're bringing everything that you can with you, in terms of you personally, inside of you, and we're going to turn that inside out, and we're going to figure out what has been stopping you all along from this beautiful energy of living a life of freedom to come to you. And we're going to get that uncovered, and we're going to expose it, and then we're going to heal it in the most nurturing, safe, non-judgmental environment ever. Like, we're going to help you get through your stuff. That's level one. It's called B-E. You're going to learn to become that confident you. You're going to learn how to step into your power. It's an awesome weekend. It's life transformative. That's a thing that most people continue to say to me. It's life transformative. That's January 16th through the 18th. Or another level one is in February. You may want to come, you know, maybe January doesn't work for you. Maybe February would work. That's February 20th through the 22nd. We start on a Friday night at 5 p.m., and then we wrap up on Sunday at 4:30. It's powerful. It's worth every single penny. I even had someone say to me, this course is worth 100 times the price. 100 times. So if you have a weekend that you can give to your personal growth and development, and you can travel here to beautiful British Columbia, let's get busy. Let's do the work. Take a step toward getting past where you are, and let's get you through it. Come on, life, there's too much to live. There's too much to enjoy. We'll get you through what's holding you back. So that's level one. Put it on your calendar, January 16th through the 18th. Again, you got to be one of the 12 people. I only work with 12. That may change down the road, but right now it's 12. And I'd love to hear from you. You can find out more about my Wealth Master Institute by visiting jadensterling.com, jadensterling.com. Or if you're someone who's interested in a business soul coaching, I'd love to work with you. I do. I only work with 7 people at a time on a longer basis, longer-term basis. But for a reading, you know, maybe you need an hour-long reading where we dive into the soul of your business, what your business soul wants you to know, I'm happy to do that. Find out about that through the same website, jadensterling.com. Have a fantastic week, everyone. Remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Talk to you soon.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, finally clean pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.